You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. Thank you so much for joining me today. I always start off with today is a good day. Today is a good day because we are breathing, we're alive, we have another day to create the future that we want to be, who we want to be, and really focus on what we desire. Because we are very powerful in what we do. And so I often talk about my CBD because I'm a psychologist. I've been practicing for 23 years and I know the benefits of CBD. I am a testament to the daily use of CBD. I also recommend it to my patients who are testaments to the benefits of CBD. And in particular, with everyone dealing with stress, anxiety, insomnia, a lot of fear, CBD is really an organic, natural alternative to prescription medicine that really helps calm the nervous system, calm our system. And we know that every human walking has an endocannabinoid system, which naturally creates CBD. So when our body takes in CBD in very small amounts, and remember, it has no THC in it. It's very minimal, 0.3% THC. So it's the medicinal part of the hemp plant without the high. But when our body takes it in, it helps to create the homeostasis. It helps to regulate the mood, regulate the sleep cycle, regulate your blood sugar, regulate your blood pressure. And so it's a lot of health in this hemp plant, in the oil that comes from the CBD. And so if you don't know or want to learn more about it or try it, please visit my website. It's www.hemphemphappier.com because it will make you happier. I have with me fabulous Tyler Ornstein, and this is really part two. I don't know if you remember, he was back with me in November of 2020 talking about his acid-free coffee and really the empowering story of how at 5 years old, he really wanted to share a cup of coffee with his father, but his father couldn't tolerate it because it upset his stomach. And so Tyler asked his dad, you know, could you make a coffee that we both could drink? And so Tyler's dad, who really is a genius biochemist, began to tinker with how to create this acid-free coffee. And that's exactly what he did. And this is the world's first acid-free coffee. And so it didn't really stop there. That's really the beginning of the story. Tyler, at the age of 16, really began to pursue this passion of bringing this product to the market. And yes, he started on his bicycle. And today you can find Tyler's coffee on Amazon, Walmart, eBay, Jet.com, 40 other retail websites, in addition to 1,000 stores across the nation, including national grocers chain. Tyler's coffee boasts 80% growth year over year with more than 2 million cups sold. I'm sure it's probably more than that. But it's also the story of a boy that grew into an extraordinary entrepreneur who today, at the young age of 31, possesses a vast amount of expertise and surpasses many two times his age, and guides others on how to bring a retail product to market or navigate the shoals of business, startup, and growth. He's always willing to share the wisdom he's learned and the hard learned lessons throughout his journey. And so welcome back, Tyler.
Wow, what an intro. Holy cow.
You are that guy. You are that guy. I'm just reminding you.
I've never heard that long of an intro about me. I didn't even know my accolades were that impressive, but you really nailed it. I mean, you told people things that I didn't even know about myself.
Well, like I said, you really have done amazing things. I mean, acid-free coffee, and I was telling Tyler, I love it. It tastes good. It's good for you. And so I really wanted you to come back really for this part two to tell us how you do it. I mean, from 16 years old on your bicycle, sure, going from neighbor to neighbor, putting the word out, to all of a sudden you're in at least 1,000, you know, stores across the nation, national grocers chain, Amazon, you name it. How did you build this company?
Well, it's a 16-year overnight success. We've been doing this for 16 years. And the best way I can explain it is, you know, I get that question asked a lot about, well, Tyler, how did you start this company? And my answer is very humble in that I started it going door to door on a bicycle and figuring out if our idea was actually going to be received in the marketplace for coffee, right? So does the validity of your idea or product or service actually have legs, and can it make solid monetary sense in a business? I think every entrepreneur, business owner, kind of one and the same, but entrepreneur is usually an inventor type. Business owner usually takes a pre-existing business and accentuates the success of it. Long story short, I think everyone comes to that realization at one point in their business career, usually in the infancy of the company itself. Because the reason why businesses fail, this is like, duh, Tyler, but the reason why businesses fail is because there's not enough customer base. Well, what that means to me is there's not enough demand for the product. So when you're trying to sell something that's new, unique, different, innovative, disruptive technology, it can fall flat on its face if there's not enough demand for it. So Tyler's Coffees kind of was put into the marketplace, again, 16 years ago with a very humble aspect, and essentially allowed the marketplace to meet the company versus we meet the marketplace. What I mean by that is there's more people, and you spoke eloquently about it on the beginning of your intro, is that there's a lot of people that are a lot more interested in health-based products than there is about cost-based products. It used to be in the early 90s, cost-based products were the biggest sellers. You had Coca-Cola, Frito-Lay, you had, you know, Mars Corporation, candy. People didn't really think about organic. They didn't think about GMO. They didn't think about artificial. They didn't think about, you know, things that were going to affect them and their health down the road. Now, for a small amount of people, there was, at the time, there was a lot of, you know, controversy of, oh, these granolas, they don't know what they're talking about, or these yuppies, whatever. Well, fast forward 10 more years, and these people are now seen as experts and are making hand over fist money because the people that said you're full of it are now buying their products because they have to. And I think that's where Tyler's Coffees really has niched itself.
Yeah, it really is a niche, because so many people who actually like coffee can't drink coffee, especially on a daily basis, if they have the GI symptoms or, you know, again, other health conditions that their doctors are telling them, you know, you don't want to be drinking that every day. It's not good for you. But when you come up with a certified USDA pure organic acid-free coffee, to me, it just opens up so many possibilities and talk about demand. I mean, people who don't even have the GI issues are transferring to, and it's funny because after we did our first show, some of my friends who are physicians are like, you know, hey, I heard acid-free coffee. Where do I get it? You know, and I'm like, tylerscoffee.com, is that still the website? You know, and they love it. And that's the thing. Once you try it and it feels good, right, it tastes good, then you're going to be a regular customer. And I just think you really, you did it.
Yeah, well, thanks. No, so first and foremost, you're absolutely right. We have a repetitive customer at 80% retention rate. So our retention rate is 80% on a consumable product. Now, that's impressive in a business standpoint where it's like, oh, look at the numbers. Oh, look at the money. Oh, look at the growth. Oh, blah, 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 blah. Okay, cool. I look at it at a different way. I look at it as we have such a huge customer base. I don't care about the money. And it's funny because a lot of business owners that I entertain or encounter, they only care about the dollars. Now, yes, if you go bankrupt, that is a bad situation. Yes, if you overdraw on your account, that is a bad situation. Yes, if you have the money to not fulfill your expenses, that's a bad situation. No question about it. I'm not advocating that. What I am saying is that I care more about the customer base than anything else in the business. I could care less. I can tell you so many times, even my parents, they were like, oh, well, did you make more money than you? And I said, I don't care about the money. I care about, did we take more customers in than last month? Did we sell more coffee than last month? The answer was always yes. I mean, we're now at the point where we're buying trucks, semi-trucks, 18-wheelers full of our product.
Wow.
Into our warehouse to distribute. And it used to be where I was buying a box a month. And in that box were these 2-ounce perk packs. And these 2-ounce perk packs is essentially samples. And we sold them for $2 starting off in the company. But the point is that for me to get from a 2-ounce perk pack to now a semi-load of coffee, the only thing that was, you know, universal in this standpoint was growth of customer base. Don't look at your dollars. I don't say that. That's not the correct word. Look at your financials. Look at your dollars, but don't focus on your profit. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, take a loss in your profit. As long as you can cover expenses, take a loss in your profit. Do you want to have the new Mercedes? Yes. Do you want to have the nice watch? Yes. Do you want to have a nice car, a nice house? Yes. Do you need those? Are you gonna literally fall and not be able to succeed in your business by having a later model vehicle or, you know, a house that's not as nice as the house that you dream of? And this is what I tell people all the time in business. I say, don't worry about that. That's going to come. The only thing you need to worry about is you've got to get more customers. The more customers you have, the nicer the things you can have personally. A lot of business owners care about the nice thing. I got the Lamborghini. I got the watches. I got the, yeah. I mean.
Yeah, no, I understand what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah.
And I think to me, the value in what you're saying is about making the customer happy and providing a quality product that you know is healthy, that they're going to continue to want because people drink coffee all of their lives, you know? And as long as it's coffee that's contributing to their health, there's no stopping, you know? So you still there with me, Tyler? Okay.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, is that better? You are good. You're perfect, yes.
Okay, sorry about
that. But did you hear what I was saying about that? Really, you know, I love how you value your customer. And it shows because on your website is testimony after testimony after testimony. And that to me, when I'm, you know, talking about my CBD product, what a lot of people don't know about, it's the testimonies. It's the testimonies from, you know, relief of chronic pain, the testimonies from relief of anxiety and being able to get restorative sleep. And so when you see your website, you see how people love it, respond to it, and benefit from it. And that's the key.
Right. Well, I'm not going to name names right now, but I will tell you that we're working with a grocery store that said no to us. And I look at that and I say, well, okay, you're saying no because you don't understand. You're not saying no because of the product. So what we're going to do is we're going to get back to them and we're going to say, okay, if the price is really the caveat here, why don't I show you the value? Why don't I show you the value of our coffee versus every other coffee on the marketplace on your shelf to your customer base? And if I can show you better value for your customer's dollar, not for your dollar, because you could buy something at $100 as long as you're selling it for $300, you're happy, right? And as long as it's turning. So a grocery store looks at one thing and one thing alone, and they should. This is one thing that they should look at because they're not the manufacturer, they're just the reseller. They look at turns per square foot. So if that product is not turning at a rate that they want to see in their planogram, then they'll pull the product and say, I'm sorry, we're done with this. We can't make money on it. Okay, fair enough. I don't disagree with that. But what I do disagree with is if you're not going to give us a chance to come in and make you guys money. That's what I have a problem with. So right now we're reiterating and we're fixing and we're changing and we're putting together this beautiful email that we're going to send off to the buyer. And it's going to say, all your coffees on the shelf that we looked at, because we were able to look at all their SKUs, are not organic. Definitely not acid-free. We're the world's first and only. Definitely not USDA certified organic. Definitely not single sourced organic. Definitely not Swiss water decaf. So you're using chemicals for the decaffeination process. So if Tyler's Coffees comes onto your shelves and they see that there's value because we're price competitive, maybe we might even be underpriced by a couple competitors. There is a big opportunity for you guys to make a lot of money. Natural Grocers saw that and they bought it lock, stock, and barrel. And they are doing very well with it. And they're one of our biggest retailers. Love them to death. Natural Grocers is one of the best companies in the world. And I'm not saying that because they carry brand, but I'm saying that because they actually understand that they can sell a product to a customer that's going to benefit them. In return, they're going to get a better customer out of it.
Yeah, that is key. So tell me, how did you fare during the quarantine? Because I just see so many, I mean, we're still in quarantine, we're still dealing with this pandemic, but I see so many businesses that, you know, had to close down or just weren't able to keep, you know, building that momentum. What were some of your strategies?
Oh boy. Well, for Tyler's, we did great. We have turned year over year since 2013, 20% growth in the corporation as a whole.
Beautiful.
Most companies see 2-3% growth. So it's nuts.
Are you publicly traded?
No, trust me, there's a lot of people that want to IPO us, and I've always told them, I said, no, we're going to stay a private company because we're not going to kill the golden goose that lays the golden egg. But that's not the question. The question is how did I fare? I fared very well. Now, for retailers, I'll put this out there. So I'm not political. I'm apolitical. I stay neutral. I don't step on either party's side. But I will say this, it's very interesting to me that small businesses were closing at a rate that was unseen, whereas big businesses, Walmart, Lowe's, Home Depot, Best Buy, all the big retailers were staying open and they were making more money because they were taking higher market share.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. I think with your
That's very frustrating. I mean, yeah. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. But I mean, I think
how can Olive Garden stay open, but
yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. I hear you. You hear me?
Internet connections. Hold on.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you loud and clear.
Hold on. Are you having a bad internet connection?
No, I'm good. I hear you.
Let me speed.
Okay, I hear you. And you're moving. So you're good. Okay. Do you see me? Can you see me, Tyler?
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
Hold on. Okay. Give me one. Yeah.
Okay.
Give me 1 second.
All right. I can see you and I can hear you. So you're good on my end. But the point that Tyler makes is interesting. Okay. You know?
Can you hear me?
Okay,
now?
Good. Yep. I can hear you and I can see you. Can you hear me and see me?
Yeah, I can. Okay.
Okay, good.
We're back.
Good. Yay.
You gotta edit these things. I'm sorry.
No, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. So again, we've got about let's say 4 more minutes. Tell me about, you know, really, how do you do the day-to-day? Really, what keeps the retail product, you know, going? Because the point that you made before, people love your product. And so you were able
to stay. To a point where we're like nicknamed the backorder coffee.
Yes, you were crazy. Able to stay relevant during the challenges, you know.
Yeah.
But tell me about your day-to-day operations and how many people do you employ?
Well, we're a very lean operation. We do over $1 million year over year, and we only have 3 employees.
Wow. How do you manage that? You must work from sunup to sundown.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, no, we work
hard. You're a hard worker.
All 3 of us. Now, in the office, we have 3. Now, for our warehouse, we have about 30. Our call center, we have about 15, 30. So we've got a lot of hands doing a lot of things. But in the corporate office itself, we only have 3 people. And that's kind of like they're not equity owners of Tyler's. I'm 100% sole owner, but that's kind of like our C-suite. But yeah, I mean, day-to-day operations are always changing. And that's the thing about business environments. Nothing's really stagnated when you're building a business. And you're never stopping a business. You're never stopping growth. You're always building on your successes. So, you know, when you stop, you die. I strongly believe that. I think that physically, if you stop, if you get invalid, death is at your doorstep. You know, you're pretty much toast. Same thing in business. If you stop, it's just a matter of time before you're dead. So you always have to be reinventing. You always have to be changing. You always have to be inventing. And we've invented this product for 15 years. We haven't changed the formula. Again, I don't want to say Coca-Cola is like Tyler's. It's not. Coca-Cola is bad. Tyler's is good. So don't take that connotation. But I will say this. We've created a product that is not a subscription, but a prescription to our customer base. So because we're semi of a medical grade product, I mean, we have doctor endorsements. We have doctors that endorse our coffee and say, hey, GI doctors say, hey, you can't drink coffee anymore, but you can drink Tyler's. So on and so forth. We have Crohn's and Colitis Foundation that endorsed us IC network endorsed it. Point is that you want to stick with something that you already have created and already have developed and grown from it, right? But you also want to keep redeveloping. So for our Keurig, we weren't getting the quality that we were getting when we were outsourcing it. So we spent about $250,000. We brought in our own tooling and we started building our own line of Keurig, and we expanded the operations immensely in the Keurig industry for Tyler's. So wow. There's always things that you're adding. There's always things that you're changing. And a day in a business owner is always different. So you always have new challenges that you're overcoming. You always have new successes that you're making. So I can't say a day-to-day is a consistency, but I will say this. Murphy's Law is my best friend. I have always built the idea that we're going to fail the next day, and that's how you succeed. When you get complacent is when you start failing.
Yeah. And I actually, you know, my a friend of mine gave me the acronym for FAIL is first attempt in learning. And so when you think of failure as a first attempt in learning, what you realize is that you need to be failing every day because you're learning and growing and expanding. Yeah. And that's what I love about your perspective. You're like, come on with it. I'm ready for the challenge because it's only going to make me better.
And the other thing that's really interesting is I've actually, again, I really cannot stress this enough. And it might not be for everyone, but it's really worked out in my benefit to my company is I've given up putting emotional ties to money. Money is a tool.
Yes.
The tool to buy and sell goods and services. So when I look at my bank account and it's up, and when I look at my bank account and it's down, I have the same emotion. I used to not. I used to be really excited and happy. It was kind of like a drug. Like I'd get high because I have a high bank account. And then I'd see it drop. And I'd get depressed. But then I would sell more, make more money. So money is not really a value to me anymore. It's just the customer needs to be happy. We need to sell more coffee than we did last month. Really, I mean, month over month, we want to sell more coffee. And we have. I mean, literally, it is just a 20% growth consistently, like chugging up a hill. And it's crazy. I mean, I'm blessed, but I also worked very hard for this opportunity. Yeah.
And you love what you do. You can tell when a person is passionate about what they do because it just you can just feel it. You know, you have created this and this is your baby, if you will. And, you're going strong and I'm so proud of you and I'm happy for you. So 2 minutes, tell my listeners where they can get the coffee and any other words of wisdom you want to share.
Sure. Acid-free coffee, Google it. And I'm not trying to be blunt here. It's just we are the world's first and only.
The best.
There you go. I mean, just Google acid-free coffee and you'll find us. We're on Amazon. We're on Wish. We're on eBay. We're on Jet. We're on like 40 other retailers online. We're on. If you go to our website, you can look at your local store within. I think it's like 5 miles. So you can figure out, do you have a store within 5 miles, 10 miles, so on and so forth.
That sells it, okay.
You can also order it online, you know, tylerscoffees.com. The cool thing about that is so people, let me just put this out here. People say, well, why is your coffee $15 on Amazon and $21 on Tyler's? Great question. I would love to answer that. Let me answer that right now. Why is first class more than coach on the same plane?
Got a point. But whether you're
buy
paying
Amazon,
it, yeah, but to me, luck. Whether you're paying 15 or 20, it's good coffee and it's worth it because it's healthy and it's good for you. Yeah. So we've got 45 seconds. Thank you so much. I appreciate you coming on part 2. You always have good energy. Anything else you want to say for my listeners?
Make it happen.
Make it happen. Thanks, Tyler.
Thanks.
Thanks for listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.